Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder that I use. You can check them out online too, agmglobalvision.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.com. Well, friends, what do you say we head up to beautiful Lake Texoma and check in with my longtime friend, Bill Carey. Good morning to you, Bill.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Bill, how about having Larry Sparks on, the famous bluegrass singer? Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. He's been making music for a long, long time, and super nice guy, and that kind of showed through in the interview with him, don't you think?
Boy, that's pretty cool stuff, Luke.
He's such a nice guy. Striper fishing, topwater, this is the end of April now. And don't think I don't keep up with you for the last 500 years. I know what's going on up there at Texoma, by golly, almost as well as I can predict what's going to happen by listening and interviewing my buddy Bill Carey for the last 40 years, really. So is it topwater striper time, Bill?
Yes, sir. I tell people it starts the last week of April, pretty much guaranteed by May 1st, but we've been doing it for 2 weeks now.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I've done it so much with you, I don't want to sound like an expert, but I'm an expert when I get in the boat with somebody that knows where to go. I love to catch those things. You know, just go to areas that you guys know about, and you might drive 10 miles and you think, wait a minute, there's got to be a striper somewhere here. Well, you don't see them blowing up. You don't see stripers hitting the top water. You pull up on some spot and like your son, you know, Chris or whoever, I'm usually with Chris when I fish up there, you just stop. Well, they should be happening in 10 minutes. The water just explodes all around you. You know, they're everywhere. It's about the patterns. You know, I know it is. It's knowing where to be, right?
Yeah. Well, most important in the spring, this is not your summertime big schools, folks. This is blind casting the banks like bass fishing with big six inch plugs. And there's got to be a deep water access. They got to be able to come out of that water up into that shallows where that bait has moved into that warm water and the fish follow. And anytime your plug is in the water, you're in the strike zone.
Bill, and don't think that doesn't exclude 1 foot from the boat either.
I know.
I mean, I don't know how many times you think, I'm going to make a long cast and get that one way out there. Well, you chug that bait all the way back in. It's right there at the boat, and you think, well, it's over, and then one wham it right there. That happens quite often, doesn't it?
You know what, Luke? I was looking at film of Mr. Whitetail catching a topwater. Y'all were filming. It was up here doing a sportsman's life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it, but there's a fish that follows him. And when I net his fish, another one swims right by the net on the surface. I said, look at there. There was one that followed that fish up, wondering what did that fish have that he didn't.
It's a wonder you didn't net both of them. You know, you could. It could have happened, couldn't
almost,
it?
Almost. Yeah.
Well, as far as topwater plugs right now, I mean, if you were going to just have one plug in your boat, what would it be, Bill?
You know what it is. It's the Cordell Pencil Popper. It's my favorite go-to all-time bait. What makes it so good is it's got a snout. It's only got two hooks. And, folks, when you catch these fish this close to the boat, they are green when you get them in. We take them off for the customer. I don't want them near the fish. They're still ready to fight. And that pencil popper, you can steer that fish and hold it with that plug. Besides that, it's my go-to best. Got a big rattle in it. Best popping plug I've ever used up here.
They are awesome. And you're right. You get a green striper in the boat. Oh, and with a hook, with a plug, with a bunch of hooks. I mean, I've been there when it happened. In the moment, everybody's excited. You know, you got a big striper in the boat. Look what Joe caught, you know. And the guide, I know you like them to take the to handle the fish. They do handle the fish, y'all's got your guides do. But even the poor guide sometimes, he gets excited too. And I mean it's possible to you got to watch those hooks is the bottom line, because if it means waiting 30 seconds for that striper to calm down, nobody does it. The guy just clamps onto him and tackles him, tries to get that hook out so he can get the next one. But it can't. You need to be careful, don't you? Especially with, you know, a green striper.
You do. Chris was laughing at me here. Y'all were up here filming, and remember he got a hook in him.
I remember.
Taking the hook out.
Yep.
We filmed about a week later with another trip, and it was for my own trade show video. I like to have my boys to go help me fish right before the show and be excited. And doggone, I had a 12-pounder. Chris had another hook run into him. And I have said, my son has had more hooks in his hands than a tackle box. He's going to be so arthritic when he gets our age.
Well, Chris is – he's got the game blood in him. When that fish comes in the boat, he's all over that fish. And he's
like a bird dog.
Yeah, he is. I swear, I fish with Chris a lot. And this is a fact. I told him one time, I said, you know what? I watch people. I observe, and I occasionally learn something about fishing, you know, or hunting or whatever by watching people. I don't know it all. I told Chris, I said, I've watched you, buddy, when he was younger. I said, you think like a fish. You
That's
do.
Right.
And you know, he looked at me kind of, I said, yeah, you do. You don't realize it, but I've watched you and heard you comments that he makes along the way. Yeah, well, it was probably the bait stacking up right here on this little edge of this point because the current's coming around and those stripers are, you know, okay, all right, and then we'll go catch them. Anyway, enough bragging on Chris. If you ever fish with this guy, folks, he's a chip off the old block with his dad. I hate to say it, Bill, but, you know, he's pretty dang good.
Oh, I had a funny story. I had a man call me a few years ago, and he said, that old Chris, the chip off the old block. And I said, Chris is taking it to another level. And you know what he said? Are you jealous? And I said, are you a father?
Right. I've heard you say that before. I know the feeling. Well, so the next, back to the stripers, for the next month, topwater time, I know that your calendar, your fishing calendar fills up, is filled. There's spots available still if people call, right?
Yeah, we have 12 boats this year, and we usually run 10, and I've got two new guys, and we will fill up May before we fill up March and April. It's just the topwater time, and yes, we do have weekdays available, and I might even have a few Sundays, but overall, we probably got, you know, 150 on the books already for May.
Yeah, that's good, buddy. Well, it's prime time. I love to catch stripers any way I can catch them, and you know how much I love to eat them. They're one of my love to bake them on the half shell. There's many ways to do it. It's difficult to find a bad way to cook a striper, in my opinion, but that's part of the trip up. You can keep plenty of stripers to take home and you know, go up there expecting some food, right? You know?
You betcha. You know, we talk about that. It's great table fare. And I told Luke just a while back, we need on the radio here, I said, you need to get you up here. They have an annual trip with us in May, but it's going to be the end of May this year. And I have to sneak you up here, maybe get you a turkey and get some topwater
fish. My gosh. You know, my wife broke her shoulder, so I've stuck close to home. I have called up 8 gobblers. They stock the Rio Grandes close to my house, and I've got 2 great friends that let me hunt and fish on their land. Can't shoot them. There's no season. But I've been out there with that Pentex. You might have seen it on the Sportsman's Life. I filmed some of these gobblers.
I've seen both segments.
I'm sitting there, and there's another one coming out. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, I could be up at Bill's and place up there in an hour and 15 minutes if I get up real early. So it's not over till it's over. Maybe I can. Bill, people want to fish with you. Striper Express, they go online, striperexpress.com. They can learn a whole bunch right there, can't they?
Oh, yes. And you can always call us, folks, at 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477.
That's right. And, Bill, everybody listening to Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, they know where Texoma is. But if you're listening to a podcast later on down the road, Texoma, friends, is south, is north of Dallas, about an hour, give or take. And it's the Striper headquarters in the Southwest, no doubt about it. Natural spawn here. Bill, thank you, buddy, for being with us, and we'll get you back here in about 2 weeks. And
maybe
I know
you're
up
here.
Oh, I'm ready. I am ready.
All right.
Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. This segment was made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder, two awesome thermal scopes that I use for all my night hunting. Check out AGM, all the products that they have there online, agmglobalvision.com. And folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring. Also, I want to remind you about the Seneca 50 caliber Dragon Claw that shoots bullets and pellets. And by pellets, I'm talking about 200-210 grain lead, chunks of lead. It's a big bore air gun that I use. Check out the Seneca Dragon Claw there at pyramidair.com.